Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this season, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Heroes Unlimited to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Heroes Unlimited Revised Second Edition, the second printing from December 1998. Today we're discussing page 149 of Heroes Unlimited. We're in the magic section, and today we are discussing the enchanted object subcategory. We've just finished up with superheroes and supervillains who wield enchanted weapons of good or of evil. This subcategory is for non-weapon objects with an indifferent relationship to morality. They're just magical objects that you get, and they give you power. I hope you've enjoyed our little excursion over the past few days into the aesthetically as well as morally charged world of enchanted weapons, because this page is not going to be quite so flavorful. It is really a design discussion that we got to have today. The enchanted object category is bullshit. And part of that is there seems to be no clear vision of what you're supposed to be getting out of this category. It is of only mechanical interest. It's got pretty much no flavor. The basics are as follows. First of all, it's a small object. It says here it could be something like a medallion, a pendant, a talisman, or a ring, or it could be clothing, like a helmet or a belt or a gauntlet, and it gives you powers. It's not affiliated with any particular alignment. Anybody can use it. The object has a bunch of PPE, potential psychic energy. This is the energy source used to power magical abilities in Heroes Unlimited. And this is where we begin to see the mechanical strangeness of the enchanted object. This is kind of like the power category that breaks all the rules for no clearly explained reason. First of all, you get a solid chunk of PPE. You start with more than like a wizard would, say, but it never goes up. And while the enchanted object can give you spells or superpowers, in either case, they use potential psychic energy. So even if you have a superpower, which could normally be used freely, the enchanted object only gives you this power when you spend points out of like the PPE battery, which is a very swingy mechanic because it says here, once activated, the powers remain active for 24 hours or until the character stops them. And each power costs 15 PPE to activate. So this is extremely weird because let's say you have a superpower like invulnerability, right? Makes you basically invulnerable from any conventional physical harm. Costs you 15 PPE to turn that on in the morning, and then you're good all day. Invincible from harm for 24 hours. Unless for some reason you needed to make yourself vulnerable again. You know, you need to get an injection or something. On the other hand, let's say that you had a power like shooting fire blasts out of your hands. That's going to cost you 15 PPE a pop, which is going to add up much more quickly. So this like theoretical balancing factor doesn't really work across the board. Many of the best powers could be activated and kept on all day and be a real steal for 15 PPE, while as other minor powers that are of instantaneous duration are going to be way too expensive at this rate. You know, it's bad enough if heightened sense of smell is your only superpower, but then to say you can also only sniff 10 times per day seems excessively punishing. Like a magic weapon, an enchanted object can give you spells or superpowers or a combination of the two. You can roll on a table or you can choose. Oddly enough, this table includes options that are strictly superior to other options. Like, among the superpowers, it's apples and oranges. Would you rather have three minor powers or one major power or one minor power plus three spells? You know, you can make a case for any of them depending on what you want to build. But with the spells, one of the options is three spells from level 1 to 4, and 8 spells from levels 5 to 8, whereas another option is you get 8 spells from levels 1 to 6, and 8 spells from levels 7 to 12. More spells, better spells, so if you were picking, there's no reason you wouldn't pick the best option. That's not where the random rolls end, though. In keeping with the weird design of this subcategory, your powers slash spells also get a random power level from 4th to 7th level. Keep in mind, we're talking about a long, long period of real lifetime before you get to something like 7th level. Even 4th level is maybe quite a ways out. Many months of play to get there. This character starts at that power level with their powers and spells, which once again is like highly variable how much difference that makes. Some superpowers barely advance at all when you level. To go back to invulnerability, never really gets better. Extraordinary physical strength or endurance, flatline, never gets better. So it doesn't even matter what you roll on this table. Conversely, the shoot power blasts type superpowers do more and more damage every single level in most cases. And likewise, some of the spells have better duration, more damage, based on what level you are. This is probably the worst straight-up design decision on this page. A great example of mechanical carelessness. Even if every spell and superpower in this game were appropriate to give to a first-level character at 7th level power level, which I don't think they are, do you want every future designer in your system to have to worry that their 7th level power is going to end up in the hands of a 1st level character? No, I mean, something appropriate for a 7th level character could be game-breaking for a 1st level character, but this one power category makes it an issue. It's important to note, though, that your power level never rises, so you don't get the level-by-level benefit of your superpower or spells. You roll an initial level, and then it just stays there. So this character is like on a straight line in terms of power, while the other characters are starting lower and eventually rising higher. Why did they choose this for the enchanted object? I have no idea. Like, this isn't an issue for the enchanted weapon. But for some reason, the enchanted object, like, it makes you a 7th level badass right out of the gate. But then, after a couple years, once the campaign has hit 7th level, now everybody else passes you by in power level. For some reason. I don't know. There's no logic or, like, intent that I can find. Then you also get this, like, random-ass bonus ability that's tagged on. You can either pick it or roll it from a table, and it's just apparently random, like invulnerable to fire, invisible, can't be poisoned, bonus versus psionics for some reason. One of these is +1d4 to any attribute, which is notable because, as I've mentioned repeatedly, it's hard to get a bonus to IQ. There's no superpower that gives it to you. You know, the hardware category gives you a +1 IQ. I think there might be a couple of mutant animals that give you a bonus to IQ. But that's a very niche power category. There's the brain boost in the experiment section that raises it to a flat value, like we did with Olympus Mons. If you roll a poor IQ, brain boost would seem to be the way to go. On the other hand, if you roll a good IQ, like if you roll a 16+, which means that you get to roll an extra d6, so you're going to end up with at least a 17, I think your best option to make the smartest possible character based on your good starting roll is weirdly to have an enchanted object, and then pick this option and then roll an extra d4 to add to your IQ. Again, this is one of those strange little byways of this system. Like, who would have thought, without this kind of close reading, that if you're trying to optimize for skill usage, if you roll an already strong IQ, your best option is to have, like, a magical belt that gives you superpowers, and then, oh, also, by the way, allows you to add 1d4 to your IQ. Superpowers can't do it, psionics can't do it, magic itself can't do it, but for some reason, those magical belts, I don't know, I can't understand this class, it's hard to even talk about it, I don't know what the point, like what the intent is. And in fact, the next thing on this table is even more puzzling. One of the random-ass powers you can choose to get as a bonus from your enchanted object is, quote, impervious to magic, but reduce hit points and physical SDC by half. Furthermore, the character cannot gain additional hit points as he/she grows in experience, nor SDC from additional physical training. What? Total imperviousness to magic, which is, like, already a highly swingy ability. In a magic-heavy campaign, that is incredibly powerful. Like, if you're playing a superhero, God forbid, in a Beyond the Supernatural game, invulnerability to magic is, like, way off the charts powerful. But you have to reduce your SDC and hit points by half. Why? Why are you so feeble? And you can't gain any SDC from physical training, so I guess your body doesn't respond to exercise? Why? And your hit points don't increase. I mean, everybody's hit points increase. That's a core mechanic of the game. Why don't you gain HP? And if you're playing, like, not in Beyond the Supernatural, but in a standard kitchen sink, you know, superhero setting, you're trading this highly situational invulnerability to magic, which is basically going to make some challenges trivial for you, but not many, in exchange for being an easy target to all of the psionics and robots and supervillains and gun-wielding psychos that inhabit this world as well as evil wizards, because you're physically fragile and basically can't do anything about it. What does this have to do with enchanted objects? Why is this, like, the distinctive option that only magical belts and caps and rings can give you? What is the logic? What does imperviousness to magic have to do with physical fragility? I don't understand. I can understand making a specific NPC who has this condition, but it's weird as a normal character option. This whole category is fucked up. I don't get it. Like, starting at a high but static power level so that you start better than other characters, but then they gradually overtake you, but your abilities cost PPE to use, even if they're superpowers. Like, you have to spend magical energy to fuel superpowers. And then you also get an unrelated special bonus that could be like you're hard to poison, or you're very beautiful, or you're impervious to magic, but your body stops growing. What are we doing? Anyway, what's clear is all your powers do come from your magical object, which I guess could be whatever. Without that object, you are powerless, and maybe worse than powerless if you've taken this impervious to magic option, because it means you lose all the powers of the object, but now you're stuck with like 20 SDC and 10 hit points that never increase. So you're like very easy prey. So you're always going to want to have this object with you and activated, right? Well, apparently the designers had a problem with that because they tried to prevent you from doing that. And this is the dumbest thing on this page. It's perfectly obvious from the language here that in previous editions of the game, fans wondered, why wouldn't you have, for example, an enchanted Speedo that you just wear all the time? I know it sounds ridiculous to have a thing in a role-playing game where you have like magical underwear that gives you really fun superpowers and you just wear it all the time and have adventures. Obviously, that would be an absurd role-playing experience, but some people did ask the question. Given that you have a limited stock of PPE to reactivate these powers, why don't you just keep the object on you all the time and keep your powers active all the time, effectively negating this attempted balance thing with potential psychic energy? And so the game explains why you would turn off your powers instead of just leaving them on. Quote, one reason to turn them on and off is that the magically empowered character's eyes and enchanted object glow, destroying any hope of anonymity or disguise. This is the dumbest thing on this page, despite all of the mechanical problems, because what you've created here, let's be frank, is a hideous monster of a power category. Absolutely ripe for min-maxing. I mean, the ability to get a 7th level power at first level is crazy. I mean, I'm not even really like a devoted min-maxer of this system, but immediately when I see it, the light bulb goes on. Like, oh, it's time to go shopping for superpowers that are crazy overpowered at 7th level and get them at 1st level and ruin somebody's campaign. Like, you can't resist. Likewise, I mean, I've seen plenty of online discussion about this impervious to magic trait. You would never take it normally, but it's a great combination with, for example, the invulnerability superpower, so that you're immune to normal attacks and you're immune to magical attacks that can normally get through invulnerability. This power category is just made for people who want to abuse the system. And this is just one more example of that. Well, if the powers cost PPE to activate, why don't I pick one that I can just leave on all day and get around that cost? And the feeble, feeble answer of this directionless fucking power category is because it makes your eyes glow. What the fuck do I care? I'm invincible to everything, man. I got a magical Speedo that makes me impossible to kill by any means, magical or mundane, and I'm going to give that up because it makes my eyes glow? This is a line of weak-ass tacked-on rules text directed at power gamers who could not give one fuck less whether their eyes look weird while they're wrecking your campaign. It's a totally ineffective balancing factor for the powerhouses envisioned here. All it does is serve to screw players who want to do something more subtle. For example, if you want to be a character who has the love charm spell and uses magic to essentially charm person their way through situations, if you want to play a character who has powers of disguise or stealth or invisibility, this line of text ruins it because now your eyes and your magical underpants are glowing while you try to sneak past people or charm them or whatever. I mean, this one of the random powers this thing can give you is invisibility. I guess you just look like two glowing eyeballs floating down the hallway while you have that invisibility active. Unless the invisibility covers the glowing eyes, in which case it's pointless. It seems weird to pick on this one like flavor line, but it's one of those cases where if somebody had thought about this for a second, they would have realized this is a totally pointless fix that does not remotely fix the issue it's addressed at. But it's like, this is layer by layer by layer everything that's wrong with Palladium design. You start with a core of bad rules that don't work. You layer on top of that a mistrust of and antagonism for the players that you feel like they got to be kept in line so they don't use your shitty rules to usurp the GM's precious authority. So you stack on top of that a badly written fix that obviously won't work and only serves to screw players who are trying to do something fun with the system. We're at peak Palladium, people. It's got to be the dumbest thing on this page. Anyway, enough of this magical trinkets bullshit. Join me tomorrow when we discuss some superheroes who learned magic the right way, the hard way, on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. And if you like my tiny little podcast, consider giving me a tiny bit of money at ko-fi.com/megadumb. That's ko-fi.com/megadumb. MDC, Palladium Books, Heroes Unlimited, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Sambita. This season's theme song is To the Top by Art of Escapism, whose work you can find at soundcloud.com/artofescapism. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.